This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This sports update is brought to you by our friends at Melwood. The Commanders, about 1 hour from now, going to kick off their preseason opener against the New England Patriots out in Foxborough. Most key starters, including the quarterback Jayden Daniels, not expected to play. A list of 30 members released by the team moments ago. The starting quarterback for the Burgundy and Gold tonight, Sam Hartman, looking to kick off his sophomore campaign with a bang. Kickoff set for 7:30. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson survived an injury scare last night after getting his pinky bent in an awkward way in their preseason opener against the Baltimore Ravens. Sources say he can return to the practice field as soon as Saturday after what is officially being described as a dislocated right pinky finger. Injury scare for the LA Chargers as Rashawn Slater left practice Thursday with a non-contact injury. It was confirmed late last night. Slater going to miss the entirety of the 2025 regular season with a ruptured patella tendon. This just 11 days after Slater signed a four-year, $113 million extension, a deal that made him the highest-paid offensive lineman by average annual salary in NFL history. So a brutal blow for the LA Chargers. NBA news, the Celtics and their head coach Joe Mazzulla agreed to terms on a multi-year extension. The details of that extension not yet divulged, but Joe Mazzulla at 37 years old has made quite the impression in Beantown. We got Nats baseball on tap tonight right here on The Fan. Game number one of a six-game road trip for the Curly W's. They're out in San Francisco taking on the Giants. It is a 10:15 first pitch pregame coverage. It's rolling right here on The Fan at 9:45. This update was brought to you by our friends at Melwood. Support people with disabilities in your community by donating your unwanted vehicle to Melwood. Donating is fast, free, and easy. Visit Melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD for more information. From the Crop Metcalf five-star sports desk, I'm Linnell Willingham on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nick Ashew on the Fan. We got ourselves sort of real football tonight. Sort of. Sort. Look, I know every year we get excited, right? We get excited for that first preseason game. And then you see the list of everybody that's sitting out, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's still the first preseason game. But we'll take it, right? Listen, anything that can give us just a smell, a hint, any of it, we'll take it. Because summer's hot. It's long. I have a hot take for you, too. Summer's overrated. I get some people think I'm crazy. My wife thinks I'm crazy when I say it. Fall, spring, give me those all day. Summer, I'm like, it's just really hot and sweaty, and there's really not a lot going on. But don't get me wrong. Love the beach, love the water, love all that. So one thing I will say real quick before I get into, I mean, listen, we got hours of this game tonight and the Commanders, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to spoil it now. There will be a conversation about Terry McLaurin. Like, I just can't avoid it at this point. But they just unveiled Tom Brady's statue outside of Gillette Stadium. It looks fine. He's got like a bowl cut from what I'm looking at here. It's a little strange, but it's not bad. Do we just get to the point now where whenever an athlete, whenever a star, somebody has a statue revealed, do you just assume at this point it's going to be really ugly? Because that's what I always assume. Like the Dwayne Wade one, everybody remembers that. And he had like, looked like he almost had a gap between every single tooth. And it was just kind of one of those things where it looked like a weird cartoon with an ugly smile. And you're like, what is the, like, the Tom Brady statue's fine. He's like standing holding a fist up, helmet in the other hand. Like it's cool. It looks good outside of a stadium. I understand that we don't expect, you know, the faces of any athlete with a statue to look exactly like them. But do you sometimes just expect it to be absolutely horrible? He also had a quote. He's doing like a little, you know, speech thing. He's got a button-down shirt, chain on right now. Tom Brady could pull off a chain. I've tried, or I've wanted to. My wife doesn't think I can. And that's really all that matters. Married guys, you know. Once your wife says you can't pull off something, can't do it. This is the quote from Tom Brady a second ago. At the end of the day, this statue isn't just for Pats fans. It'll also give all the Jets fans something to throw their beers at. Look, love or hate Tom Brady, he's damn good on social media and he's damn good for a quote. I'll give him that. I'll absolutely give him that. So the statue's up. They do it in the preseason. He's doing all the broadcasting and all that stuff. It is what it is. This is a chance, though, tonight for young receivers to really kind of step up and get an opportunity with a spotlight on that group. And I think that's it's really important for the team, but it's also really important for guys like, let's say, you know, Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey specifically. I mean, they're obviously not the only guys that are going to get opportunities out there tonight, but really those are some of the ones that have specific spotlights, right? Young receivers in a room that, you know, kind of after, you know, Terry is his own world, Terry McLaurin's in his spot, Deebo Samuel's going to be all over the place as a weapon for them, Noah Brown's not out there right now. Like, you've got a lot of opportunity tonight if you're a couple of those guys. Specifically Jalen Lane, because the hype is real. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury absolutely loves him, right? I mean, just gushing over the kid, and that's good, right? But there's also Luke McCaffrey. Now, some of it is, he's got the last name McCaffrey. There's always going to be attention on him. But we saw flashes last season, and that's what this first preseason game, just like the last preseason game, tends to be as well, but specifically the first. Not going to see the starters. Joint practice with the Patriots this week. So you can put yourself in a position where you really get an opportunity to stand out. And on top of that, you might even give yourself a little bit of, I don't know, get some love from the organization if you help create just a little bit of leverage that's there, right? You play well, certainly helps the organization in these negotiations that are going on right now with a certain wide receiver that just happens to not be out there at this moment. But, like, you know, that's the thing about preseason. Like, and again, everybody makes the joke at some point where you're like, happy to see it, but, oh, you know, it's backups. Like, this is where you really start to understand the type of depth that a team has. And on top of that, what the front office, scouting department, the ability to identify younger talent, how good the front office really is at that. That's what you get a chance to really see from tonight. Player development, how does Luke McCaffrey look from year one to year two? How much better? Again, none of this is going to be set in stone right here, right now in just one game, but it's the first opportunity to really see that. And I think, look, we know that wide receiver is one of the flashy positions in the NFL. We know that all eyes are on that position, specifically in Washington, given everything that's gone on. But Luke McCaffrey, you know, Jalen Lane, these are two guys that I can't wait to see play tonight. And on top of that, it's not just about them, but like I said, there is an opportunity here right now for leverage to swing in either direction tonight for the team. And also Terry McLaurin. I'll explain that next. Nick Ashew on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, see, when you've got a Virginia Tech alum producing the show, Wes, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I was trying to sneak that by you.
Yeah, no, I knew exactly what you were doing. Nick asked you on the fan. A little under Sandman. Yeah, I keep looking at the Tom Brady statue. It's actually, like, decent. We don't expect these statues to actually look like the person specifically. Although, who knows? AI will be able to do that in a few years, I'm sure. Although, I've seen some really bad AI pictures still. Got a long way to go, but it's moving fast, that being said. Listen, negotiation and leverage go hand in hand, right? Tonight is the first real opportunity for the Commanders and for Terry McLaurin to gain leverage in this negotiation. Now, I get it. You're probably like, dude, I am so sick of this. You're right. We all are. But here's the thing. It matters so much to the organization, to the future, to this season, that this deal gets done soon. So you could be on either side, right? You could be, hey, Adam Peters doing the right thing. Hey, Terry McLaurin, I don't blame him for wanting to get his money. For me, I understand absolutely where both sides are, and I don't blame them for handling this the way they have at all. And, you know, I'm not really like a sit-on-the-fence kind of guy, but this isn't really sitting on the fence because it's a negotiation, right? Like, this is a situation where Terry McLaurin wants to maximize his income at a critical point in his career, probably his last actual big contract, okay? And Adam Peters, this is his first negotiation with a star as the general manager of any NFL team, let alone the Commanders. So they're both going to be digging their heels in a little bit. Not to mention, Terry McLaurin's agent, this is the biggest client he's got. This is his big payday. So everybody is at like the top tier of importance in this situation right now. And it can swing either direction tonight. Now, it doesn't guarantee things are going to go one way or the other the entire time, but the leverage in the negotiations can swing either way depending on how these young receivers look tonight, which helps the team to a point if they look good, or if this group of receivers looks as bad as it has in practice. That's been the narrative, right? About how bad they've all looked with multiple names not out there. It's not just Terry McLaurin. It's Noah Brown's not out there either. They don't look good. Oh, man, if you're Terry McLaurin and you're his agent, what do you do? If you have more leverage, are you looking out on the field? You guys need me. It's exactly what that tells you. But like, here's the thing that needs to be kept in mind with all of this. You're in a spot where it's not just about this year, right? Like, listen, We can all be honest, right? The timetable got moved up. The expectations got raised significantly after last year. Like, I don't care. The biggest fanboy for this team, and I've been a fan of this team my entire life. I've suffered with all of you, right? I've suffered with you year in, year out, week in and week out. I've talked about this team on TV and radio and podcasts and everything over the years of my career, but I've been a fan of this team long before I ever got into this industry. I've suffered. This cannot just be about this season. As excited as we all are for the expectations that are there, as excited as we all are to see a team come back that won 12 games last year and went to an NFC championship game and far exceeded any expectations. I mean, for me, this team going over its win total was enough. And by the way, if you forget, it was 6.5 last year. Whew, man, hasn't a lot changed? I mean, really, it has. But like, it can't just be about, let's go for a Super Bowl this year and that's the only thing we're thinking about. You should absolutely have Super Bowl mindsets walking into this year with a 12-win season under your belt and an NFC championship game. But the Commanders have bills coming. and they got expensive bills coming down. And it's also got to be about what this team looks like after Terry McLaurin or 3 years from now. Or like, you have to think about these types of things. That's just how the business works. And the smartest front office personnel guys, and not just Adam Peters, but like everybody else besides that, everyone, you've got to think about Laremy Tunsil's going to be due a new deal soon. Frankie Louvu's going to be up. Tyler Biadasz is going to be up soon. Marshawn Lattimore. And right now, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, I don't think anybody's really, like, we know he was hurt last year, but like, he's got a big season coming up just to show that he can get back to his the peak of Marshawn Lattimore. The reason why they traded for him was for this season, not for last year. But all of those guys, Louvu, Tunsil, Biadasz, Lattimore, all of them are free agents after the 2026 season. This is the 2025 season. So that's after next season. We got a couple of years of this. But remember, every player does not want to go into a season in a contract year. You want to get locked up ahead of time. You want the long-term security. You want to be in a spot where you're comfortable, where you're secure, where your family's secure financially. You're all taken care of, right? Don't you think that next offseason, Laremy Tunsil, Frankie Louvu, Tyler Biadasz, Marshawn Lattimore, some of them, if not probably all of them, depending on how their seasons go, are going to be looking for extensions heading into the final year of their deal? See, we've spent so much time talking about Terry McLaurin and, you know, what he wants and whether he should get $30 million and his age. And, like, all of that matters. And all of it matters on the other side in terms of what wide receivers should get paid and who he's compared to and this and that. And, again, the DK Metcalf comparison, they're not the same wide receiver at all. McLaurin is a far superior wide receiver. DK Metcalf may be shredded. He may be built like a Greek god. But Terry McLaurin is a guy that I think most people would take over DK Metcalf. More complete wide receiver. That being said, all of those guys next year also going to want to get paid. So you're not just thinking about what the Terry McLaurin contract was, which is the first big one. You're not just thinking about what that thing's going to look like this year. What does it look like next year and the year after? Now, I know the salary cap goes up, and I know that you get, you know, there's always a little more cap room, and you're going to find ways to have cap casualties and make that space, like all these things. I recognize that. But that's just heading into next offseason and next year. We are going to be talking about probably all of these guys to varying degrees and the types of contracts they want and where Laremy Tunsil ranks against all the other left tackles in the NFL and the year that Frankie Louvu had, Marshawn Lattimore, was he enough for this year or whatever the case is. But you know what's coming in 2027? Jaden Daniels. We'll start talking about that contract already. It comes real fast. Now, yes, there's 5 years and you got the fifth-year option and all that. That doesn't mean you don't start talking about that contract. And if the Commanders are smart and Jaden Daniels continues to trend in the direction that he's trending right now, what do you think he's going to get paid? Go back and look at that Patrick Mahomes contract. Okay? It's going to be a lot more than that. Now, the Chiefs were smart and they did that thing ahead of time. And I know there's a lot of other factors in it and how much he gets close to that half a billion and, you know, all of that, right? But, man, it's going to be a lot of money. And they've got to think about that. So, yes, right now, if you're this organization, what are you thinking about? We've got a quarterback that has the potential to be an all-time great on a rookie deal. We absolutely want to surround him with talent, which they went out and they were aggressive this offseason. But you're going to now be factoring in so many more names next year and next offseason that are also going to get paid. Oh, and by the way, left tackles ain't cheap, right? They may not be quarterbacks. They may not necessarily come in at the average of a wide receiver, but they're getting pretty damn close. And listen, left tackle, if you got a franchise quarterback, unless he's left-handed, left tackle, that is the second most important position, even over wide receiver. Really, even over wide receiver, because wide receivers are a great luxury to have. But if you don't have, all right, I call it the assembly line of success. If you don't have an offensive line that's doing their job to protect the quarterback, you don't have a quarterback that's getting the time, or at least accurate enough, even if he doesn't have the time, to get the ball to a wide receiver, that expensive wide receiver that you've got out there is an overpaid decoy. That's all that it is. That's it. So, like, it's really fun to have an expensive car. But if you don't have the rest of your lifestyle settled, financially strong, and, you know, in place first, you're going to go out and buy a fun car when you can't afford it? You got other bills to pay? That's where the Commanders are right now. And that's one of the reasons why this is so important, because there are so, like, yeah, it's great to talk about having a quarterback that's on a rookie scale contract and Jaden Daniels making the money that he's making compared to other great quarterbacks and what we've seen. And just going into this year, we don't even know what year two is going to look like for him yet. Obviously, we have high expectations, but we know how that could go sometimes. That being said, you already should be thinking about, as an organization, what his contract could look like, and you offer an extension as soon as possible. Smart organizations know, and very few are willing to do it, you pay early, because it only gets worse and it only gets more expensive. And that's another reason why paying a soon-to-be 30-year-old Terry McLaurin is a lot harder when you don't see many wide receivers getting that money. Tyreek Hill is the only over 30 wide receiver making $30 million a year right now. All right, Scott Abraham, ABC7, going to join us next. Nick Ashew on the Fan. Nick Ashew on the Fan. Got about 30 minutes or so. Kickoff, Commanders, Patriots. Tom Brady's statue unveiled. Gave a speech. Took a shot at Jets fans. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed at all. I'll say this too, man. I was texting back and forth with somebody in the Boston media today. And if Drake May turns out to be an absolute star, I'm going to be so pissed. And I'll tell you why. Because they already had Tom Brady. You go a couple years trying to figure out the quarterback position, a couple of years wandering in that barren wasteland that is, we don't have a franchise quarterback, and then they end up with a franchise quarterback potentially again. It's like the Packers. They just go from one to the other to the other. It's pure jealousy. I mean, in the end, do I care now if Jaden Daniels continues to trend in the way that he's trending? Maybe no, but you still just kind of go like, what? Like, I wonder what it's like. There are kids growing up in Boston today that really don't know what it's like, other than a couple of the past seasons, what it's like to truly be a fan of a team that's a dumpster fire. And even then, you kind of figured out, the Patriots will figure it out at some point, and they have. So, not going to get a huge gauge of that tonight, though. Sam Hartman, Josh Johnson going to be out there for the Commanders. Won't see Drake May for the Patriots. So, first preseason game, that's what you get. Long list of guys not playing for the Commanders tonight. We bring in ABC7 and Toyota Sports Talks. Scott Abraham, my buddy, my pal. Good to talk football, real football, with you again. Though I won't do it right away, but you know we are going to be bringing up Terry McLaurin at some point while you're actually on here. But I do want to start just with this game tonight. And, you know, everybody's kind of got Scott like a preseason hero, somebody they like, somebody they expect to, you know, play well or really use the spotlight to show they belong. I mean, Jalen Lane is certainly one of the names that's getting thrown around, but there's plenty that are out there. When you just look at some of the younger guys, the guys that are going to get opportunities tonight for the Commanders, is there anybody that you look at that you go, I can't wait to see them play?
My long-lost brother, great to have you back on the radio again, my friend.
Yeah.
To your question, give me some Bill, baby. Ja'Cory Crossey-Merritt, the rookie running back, generating a lot of buzz in training camp. You know, I'm out there a lot of times with a video camera, you know, just shooting some practice, and I'm telling you, Nick, he just pops off the screen. And just the way he hits the hole, he's that type of runner where you put your foot in the ground, one cut, and he's gone. Something that Washington has been missing with that running back position for years. And sure, It's a small sample size. It's glorified underwear Olympics right now with pads and little hitting, but he looks the part. He has that all-around type of receiving, hitting the hole violently, the physicality. But can he pass protect? That's a huge question mark. You got to see him in game action. Can he hold up in a second and long, third and long? Can he pass protect and help Jaden Daniels, his quarterback? So, I'm excited to see basically all the rookies, to be honest, Nick, in terms of, obviously, Ja'Cory Crossey-Merritt, but what about Trey Amos? He's going to play a couple of series. What about the first-round pick, Josh Connerly Jr.? He's had an up-and-down training camp, kind of growing in the NFL. And, of course, Jalen Lane, you mentioned, he's a versatile type of Swiss Army knife. He can be great in the punt return game, but also showing his chops as a wide receiver. So, for the newcomers and the rookies, I'm excited to see them shine on the NFL stage.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about the name Bill versus Jacory Krosky Merritt, but we'll go with it. Hey, listen, if that's what he wants to be called, I respect what everybody. My last name sounds like a sneeze, so I've learned, as I told Wes before the show.
Yeah, it took me like 2 years to finally figure out how to pronounce your last name properly. So, yes, I agree with that.
Hey, come on. You're Lebanese. I'm Lebanese. You should be better than that. I expected more from you, but it is what it is. Again, this is the, at least I'm in an industry where people care for my whole life. If I just told people it sounds like Cashew, it would have been a lot easier. So, you know, listen, you mentioned obviously a young running back, and we know that the narrative around running backs, and though it is true a lot, is that you can find some of these guys in later rounds. That's not always the case, but it can happen. Look, they were wildly inconsistent in the run game last year, and at times, you know, it was clearly about, like, hey, too much Jaden Daniels, don't want to see him run as much as he is. There were times where, like, Chris Rodriguez would pop, and I wanted to see more from him, and we'd have the times where Jeremy McNichols is out there making plays, and then he's gone, disappeared. Austin Eckler is a unique guy out of the backfield, given his ability to catch and be used as a receiver, so I feel like he's a little bit different. Brian Robinson Jr.'s got a ton of pressure on him this year to really prove that he can get another, let's be honest, like an actual real contract now. Like, when you look at where the run game was last year and what you've seen out there in camp so far, does it feel like it's going to be better this season?
I think this is a huge layer to the offense, because you mentioned it, Nick, that way too many times last year, Jaden Daniels, your quarterback, led the team in rushing in a game. That just can't happen. I want to see a running back really take hold of that number one job and be the guy that can go on first and second down, get you a third and two, get you a third and one. Somebody's got to take a hold of that position. And you mentioned Brian Robinson Jr. This is a contract year. He's got to prove it or he's not going to be here next year in Washington. So this is basically his last chance to show that he's the guy. And honestly, if you look at this running back room from top to bottom, Nick, it's pretty strong. It's pretty deep. It's pretty dynamic in terms of Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler, Bill, Chris Rodriguez, Jerry McNichols, Kazmir Allen. There's a lot of great running backs in that room. So I'm going to be curious to see who makes the team, that initial 53-man roster, who says goodbye, who goes on the practice field. But I think this is such a huge point of emphasis for this offense, because the offense was great last year. And for this offense to kind of take that next step, because you got to believe these opposing defenses are going to start to game plan, maybe a little bit of a blueprint on how to contain Jaden Daniels. To have a strong running game will just add a huge dimension to this offense that I thought was lacking for a better part of last season.
Yeah, I'd love to see Terry McLaurin. I'd love to see what's on my brain. There you go. I'd love to see Jaden Daniels running less. I think everybody would. But we also know you don't want to, like, completely suppress a skill set that a quarterback has. It's the dilemma that every team that has a quarterback with that type of skill set has had to deal with for a long time. Talking to Scott Abraham here on The Fan, Nick Ashew. I said Terry McLaurin. Let's be honest. I've gone two questions with you. We can't anymore. I can't avoid it. Look, I know this is business. Here's where I stand. I know you and I have talked about this before, but I'll just, at this point now, I understand where both sides are, and I honestly feel like both sides, and that be specifically Adam Peters and Terry McLaurin, obviously they have got other people involved with this too. I support how both sides have handled this. I think it's been relatively professional. I don't think it's overly contentious, at least publicly. And I like that Terry McLaurin's kind of like holding in and still showing the fans and has made it about business. But at some point, you got to get there in camp, because you start to fall behind. I think of, you know, Ayuk in San Francisco last year before he got hurt. He looked behind from the beginning once he actually got out there on the field for the 49ers. At this point, given all we've seen, the timeline that's now coming up and how quickly the season is going to be here, Scott, where are you in terms of how both sides have handled this?
To your point, would you rather have the Micah Parsons nuclear option of going public or the Terry McLaurin nuclear option of going public? I think Terry McLaurin and his camp have handled it much more professionally than a Micah Parsons example, as he's gone scorched earth of saying with that big statement he put out on his social media platforms. But I said it from day one, Nick. I'm not worried. I haven't been worried from day one. Terry McLaurin's not going anywhere. They're going to figure a way to get this done. It may not be what Terry wants in the end. It may not be what the team wants in the end, but they're going to find middle ground, and he's going to be a Washington Commander for you know, the next 2, 3, 4 years down the road, whatever the expense is going to be. But I think from a timeline perspective, I think it's going to drag out still a little bit. I think you're going to probably see Terry maybe a week before the season starts, 10 days before the season starts. I know that's not ideal because, obviously, you got to ramp up. Those soft tissue injuries is always a concern. So, yes, not ideal. He's missing those reps. But I think, you know, Commanders fans, I know there's a worry. I know there's a little sense of panic. I just don't see, one, he's not going to get traded. And number two, he's still under contract, and he doesn't really have much leverage, in my opinion, speaking of Terry McLaurin. And in the end, I think it'll probably be around that $30 million, maybe a little under that $30 million mark per year.
See, you said something there that I think is really important, and it's the ramp up. It's not a matter of like, well, Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels have chemistry. Well, yeah, yeah, we know that. But there's also other players on that offense that are new, especially Debo, where like it's not just about receiver quarterback chemistry. It's also about what the other receivers are doing, knowing where they are on the field and their crossing routes and these types of things. And McLaurin's missing out on all of that right now. Honestly, out of all of this, I'm not worried about Terry McLaurin being in shape, even though there's still football shape. It does take some time. I'm not even overly worried about the chemistry and timing with Jaden Daniels because they can get that back. I'm really worried about just the overall ramp up and making sure that some of the little nagging things going on with Terry McLaurin, like you mentioned, to all of that. That's what really concerns me as we get closer and closer to the regular season, Scott.
It's really tough to be out all of OTAs, minicamp, and training camp, and then, okay, you're back on the field a week before the season starts, and then you play on NFL Sundays. That's not easy. Yes, he's a heck of an athlete. He's a pro, but, I mean, it's just not ideal. So you want this to be done sooner rather than later. I just fear that this is going to drag on until toward the end of August. That's just kind of what my gut tells me. I hope I'm surprised, but I think it's going to show over the course of these next couple of preseason games, Nick, that the depth at the wide receiver position may not be where Washington wants it to be, where a Michael Gallup, what's he going to look like? A Strachan, what's he going to look like? What about a Luke McCaffrey? So I think these first couple of games in the preseason tonight in Cincinnati it might show that, yeah, you might want Terry McLaurin on that field sooner than later.
Yeah, that's where the leverage swings one way or the other. Tonight is that first opportunity, yep, with it, depending on what that depth actually looks like. Talking to Scott Abraham here on The Fan, Nick Ashew. Debo Samuel, we're not going to see him, but obviously he is somebody that they're counting on to play a big part in this offense. I'm certainly hoping for a Debo Samuel revenge season this year. You know, every guy says they're in the best shape of their lives when they come into camp. That's nothing new. But, you know, we know what he's certainly capable of at his peak. And even if it's not Debo Samuel, an absolute peak in San Francisco, what does the offense look like now with him involved and what you've seen at camp?
Well, let's just compare to last year. So last year you had Terry McLaurin, and the big question was, who's going to be that number two receiver? Who's going to step up and be that second guy? That was kind of Noah Brown. This year, with Debo in the fold, and let's just assume Terry McLaurin's on the field, you got your number one in Terry. You got your number two in Debo. Now the question is, who's going to be that number three guy? Who's going to step up and be that third guy? So just the fact of adding another dynamic wide receiver to a Cliff Kingsbury-led offense, a guy that you can line up all over the field, in the backfield, in the slot, a Swiss Army knife type player, I think it's just going to be entirely beneficial to a young quarterback. And you talked about kind of getting the running game going. I mean, Debo Samuel, I know he kind of hates being referred as a running back. He's going to be an extension of that running game. That's just the jet sweeps. It's just going to be the truth of the matter. So I think this is a prove it year for Debo, like a Brian Robinson Jr., 1 year deal. Prove it. You want that next contract? You want that money? You got to show the stats. You got to show out on the field. So he knows what's on the line this year, and I think he comes in hungry. I think he comes in focused. He knows all the slander he's been getting on social media about his weight, about his speed. He actually talked to my colleague Natalie Spala during training camp, and he did not shy away from the question. He embraced it, and he's ready to prove all of them wrong.
I mean, listen, he seems like the guy, by all accounts, you know, from watching the way he was in San Francisco and even that Netflix documentary where he seems like a guy that understands maybe what's said about him and is willing to take the criticism and work for it. So I think this, especially for a fifth-round pick, this organization and this offense certainly benefits to have him there angry and ready to prove something. But, you know, listen, Jaden Daniels in year two, We saw it with C.J. Stroud, Scott. Looked like it was a little bit of a fall off. We can blame the offensive coordinator and Bobby Slowick there, who's no longer there in Houston. We can blame a lot of different things. But there is always at least a worry, a whisper maybe in the back of people's minds, about that dreaded sophomore slump. Do you worry at all that that could happen with Jaden Daniels, given all the factors that could be worked into that?
Not really. I do think it'll be much more challenging for Jaden, just for the fact of, one, the schedule is much different and much more difficult. Moving up a weight class with the Kansas City Chiefs, the Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, it's going to be a tough schedule. And number two, I think defensive coordinators across the league have probably taken some time over the offseason to try to figure out, how do we maybe slow this guy down? How do we corral him and make sure he kind of stays in the pocket and not allow him to escape the pocket, where I think he's his most dangerous, because he can either use his legs or kind of use that arm on the run. But what I really liked what Washington did in the offseason was fortify that offensive line. Laremy Tunsil, drafting a Josh Connerly Jr. You'll kick in Brandon Coleman to the inside, maybe a Sam Cosmi back earlier than expected. So I think the offensive line, which was a huge question mark, if you remember last year at this time, Nick, I think it's going to be a strength of this football team. And that just shows you how they view Jaden Daniels and how they want to protect the most valuable asset on this team. And to have a strong offensive line in front of you, I think will help avoid that sophomore slump, as you mentioned, because if you look at Houston last year, their offensive line was a mess. They could not pass protect for anything. C.J. Stroud was running for his life half the time. So I think Jaden's going to be okay, and he's going to prove that, you know, last year was not a fluke, and he's that dude.
All right, before you go, best case and worst case scenario for the entire season for this team.
I mean, best case scenario, you're in the Super Bowl playing for the Lombardi. People can't forget they were one win away from going to the chip last year. So, that we're at that point where the bar has been raised, Nick. The bar has been raised. The expectations has been raised. And when you have a Jaden Daniels under center, you can beat any team in the National Football League. Worst case scenario is they take a couple of steps back, and they miss the playoffs, and they're a 7-8-win team. They may be in a situation where they're a better football team, but their record doesn't show it just because of the strength of schedule. I do think they're going to be a 10-11-win team. They'll get into the playoffs, and I'm not going to be surprised. This is my bold prediction. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to take a step back. I don't think they're going to be the juggernaut that many people expect. I think there might be some Super Bowl hangover with the Eagles this year, and I will not be surprised if it's the Cowboys and the Commanders battling for the division. That's kind of my bold take.
Oh, Commanders winning the division. That's a nice nice little bet there. Commanders over 9.5 wins and Commanders winning the division. Little value there, Scott. I like that, buddy. Good to talk to you. Make sure everybody check out Scott on ABC7, Toyota Sports Talk. Enjoy the game tonight. We have sort of real football tonight, buddy.
Can't wait, man. Enjoy it. Always great to be on with you, my friend.
All right, I'll talk to you. Yeah, it's crazy to think, but when a reasonable answer to what the best case scenario is for the Commanders this year, it's getting to the Super Bowl. When you make an NFC Championship game and you have improvements in the offseason and additions, you're crazy not to at least have that as the peak expectation that's actually there. Now, whether that actually happens, that's a whole other thing. All right. Who will be this year's preseason hero? I got a couple names to look at, too. Nick Ashew on the Fan. Nick Ashew on the Fan. Thanks to Scott Abraham who joined us. Commanders Patriots kicking off in about 10 minutes or so here. Josh Johnson, Sam Hartman. Yeah, it's there. Tell you what, there is a lot of intrigue right now. Like, I mean, again, every year we have this, right? I mean, I go back. This is always one of my favorite things in the preseason is who's going to be the guy that everybody falls in love with that doesn't make the team? It is a rite of passage during the NFL preseason. Every team has it, but, like, let's be honest. We're the closest to generally that, and whoever that guy is. And you know, sometimes, listen, sometimes that preseason hero makes it, right? Like, occasionally there is a spot where, like, Alfred Morris. You go back to Alfred Morris and think of, like, what he became for this team for, you know, 3 years was, I mean, he was a monster. You know, he ran for, what, 1,600 yards his rookie year, 13 touchdowns? Like, geez. So there's certainly a chance that, and I guess as Scott did, we just call him Bill. We're not even going to call, you know, it's not even going to be Bill Kroski Merritt. It's not going to be Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. It's just going to be Bill. When you are called by one single name, you've made it. And I guess he's already made it at this point. But this is a chance, obviously, tonight with really, I would argue, a wide-open running back position right now. Now, Brian Robinson's got something to prove this year. Austin Ekeler is solidified in his unique role as a wide receiver. They'll use him in the slot, out of the backfield as a receiver, return man, like all those things. And clearly a third down back and really important to Jaden Daniels as a safety blanket, right? Jaden Daniels showed last year, like, who the veterans were that he could count on in those big moments. And Terry McLaurin aside, obviously, I mean, I always compare it to Santana Moss late in his career, rookie year 2012 RG3. Santana Moss wasn't the same Santana Moss that he was at his peak, but on third and three, RG3 was going to him every single time. So, it's like, you know, these young quarterbacks, they need that guy. Zach Ertz is clearly that. But when it comes to the running backs, it's really pretty wide open after Austin Ekeler doing uniquely what he does. Brian Robinson should elevate himself up to that number one running back role, at least on first and second down. But that may not even be the case. So, you know, there's a wide open opportunity for a lot of guys, honestly, in these positions. I mean, go back to, like, Cam Sims was always that guy for years, right? I mean, we're going back to, like, 2018, and, you know, he had, think, came close to 500 yards receiving 1 year. Big receiver, always thought there was going to be more that was there. Jimmy Moreland was another one that I remember going back years and years. We've had quarterbacks that are there. Colt Brennan, rest in peace. You know, he was somebody that was people thought was going to be sort of the next great quarterback for this team, because we're always looking for quarterbacks, right? There's the possibility that you find one or two guys in that position. Jalen Lane could certainly be that tonight. That to me is like one of the biggest things to watch. It's some of those breakout performances for young, because that's the key, right? There's a difference between like a guy that's been bouncing around the league for 6 or 7 years looking good in the preseason. And then there's another where he's a rookie or is he second year or maybe his third year, but really young. Finally getting that opportunity. That's kind of the difference that's there. Trey Amos is, I mean, he's a second-round pick. I don't know if we really are going to talk about him as a preseason hero at this point, because he's looked good in, you know, these joint practices, and it wasn't that long ago. Remember, joint practices with the Ravens, Emmanuel Forbes got exposed against Baltimore. And that's when the first questions were, was this a mistake? Did they draft the wrong corner? And sure enough, yes, they did. But Trey Amos looks, you know, looks like a guy that certainly belongs at this point. But again, these are real games, and that's going to be something that's different. But really, it's if you're looking for a preseason hero tonight, that's what you want to see. The young guys, Kroski Merritt and Trey Amos, and you know that's what you want, as opposed to this guy's been in the league 6 or 7 years and he's probably got some real NFL experience. And you watch him out there and go, okay, like, this is just, that's because this is easy because they played in real NFL games. But like, I honestly, as much as I do want to see sort of what some of these young guys look like, I care more as, you know, and they're not going to be playing tonight, but as time goes on in camp or really the second preseason game too, because you already got to think about that when you see maybe some more starters getting a little bit of a tune-up out there. Like, the old guys on this defense, for all the excitement about some of these young names that I've talked about, dude, it's an old defensive line. It's an old group of pass rushers, right? Because we'll put like Von Miller out there as a little bit of both hand in the dirt, that type of thing. But like, this is something that if they handle it right, can absolutely work well. But if it's handled poorly, it could be an absolute disaster. And here's what I mean. If you've got older defensive linemen, they got a lot of experience, maybe not in their prime anymore, but there's somebody that can go out there and make plays for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.